Good Vach, this is Yisachar Wartel, and we are up to Parshat Tzav. That is Sadi Vav, meaning to command, the imperative, something which many posts can talk about. Hope everybody had an amazing Purim. Now we got to start thinking about Pesach, but not going to talk about that just yet, even though obviously there is a ton to speak about. Just want to mention that this shiur is sponsored by the Wyman family for a Refuah Shalema for Etela Riva Bas Sara. May she speedily have an amazing Refuah Shlema, Siyata Dishmaya, and everything good, as well as for all of Gantz Klal Yisrael. Let us get started. When referring to the Kohen's responsibilities in this week's parsha, the Torah chooses the interesting term of Me'et B'nei Yisrael. In this context, means from amongst B'nei Yisrael. However, this terminology does not actually seem to be necessary, since it could have said min, or just the prefix me. Alternatively, the Torah could have said, Mikol b'nei Yisrael, from all of the children of Israel. So why does the Torah choose to use this word of me'et, mem aleph tav? There might be something you already recognize, but if not, bear with me. Seemingly, this word has a different nuance and is used multiple times throughout the Torah, and to be able to explain every instance, of course, would be way beyond the scope of this var and take a lot more than 10 minutes. But there are two primary instances that do stand out. Namely, when speaking to Kohanim, or when B'nai Israel is giving something, such as the half shekel or truma, any donation, such as to the Mishkan. We know that every single member of Klal Yisrael was encouraged to donate to the building of the Mishkan, and every single member of Klal Yisrael was obligated, or at least B'nai Israel, the men, were obligated to give a half shekel. Now, therefore, we could perhaps surmise that this word of me'et, mem aleph tav, connotes inclusiveness. Now, in fact, when one looks at the word, one is reminded of the words of Chazal that include the famous saying that et means aleph to tav, from all the way through the beginning of the alphabet to the end of the alphabet and everything in between. Et is a connecting word. Doesn't have a specific meaning, but it literally can mean connects, right, from A to Z, or aleph to tav, the entire spectrum. Therefore, when the Torah writes me'et b'nei Israel, from the aleph of tav of b'nei Israel, perhaps it also means the Aleph Tav of B'nai Yisrael, meaning every single Jew, or at least every single male, depending on the circumstance. Let us take an example from our parsha. In Perek Zayin, Pasuk Lamed Daled, the Torah writes, Ki et chazeh tnufa ve et shok hatrumah lakachti me'et B'nai Yisrael, mizivchei shlameihem, ve'eten otam le'aron ha'kohen uvanav l'chok olam, me'et B'nai Yisrael. That's a long pasuk. For the breast portion that shall be waved and the thigh portion that is a donation, I shall take, and then we have the words, me'et b'nei Yisrael, from amongst b'nei Yisrael, from their peace offerings, and I will give them to Aaron, the Kohen, and to his sons as an eternal law, me'et b'nei Yisrael, from amongst b'nei Yisrael. Now, the first usage of the word seems obvious based on explanations. Hashem will accept a donation and an offering from me'et, any single member of Klal Yisrael, without any exclusion. However, the second usage does not appear necessary at all. The Torah clearly finished with the words L'chok Olam as an eternal law. Why does it need to repeat the words Me'et B'nai Yisrael? Perhaps this is what a Kohen needs to be reminded. He is not just doing the Avodah, the service in the Mishkan, or Beit HaMikdash, for Hashem. He's also doing it for the Jewish people. Now, obviously, everything's a model, everything's a change of mind, but he's also doing it to have the Jewish people in mind. Just as B'nai Yisrael represent in this world, just represent Hashem in this world, so too, the Kohanim represent the Jewish people. They are responsible to bring offerings on their behalf, to bring the daily and communal offerings on behalf of the entire nation without exception. Now, perhaps a Kohen may have in mind to do it only for Jews who are righteous, only those who help Kohanim, just the men, whatever it might be. But Hashem is telling him no. They represent Me'et B'nei Yisrael from Aleph to Tav, every single member. And perhaps that is also why Hashem made it that the Kohanim do not actually have their own land and are therefore dependent upon the rest of Bnei Yisrael to support them with things like Truma and other priestly gifts. For if the Kohanim were self-sufficient, then they should think, why should I bother to offer this or do things on behalf of the rest of Klal Yisrael? I don't need them. So therefore, Hashem ensured that they would need the rest of Klal Yisrael, the rest of Bnei Yisrael, so that they would never have to think this way. Therefore, they are part and parcel of B'nai Israel, right? The Kohanim are part of Me'et B'nai Israel, and they're all part of one unit. All B'nai Israel from Aleph to Tav includes the Kohanim. So even though the Kohanim have an elevated status and special service, they should not see themselves as separate. Another interesting place that the phrase Me'et B'nai Israel shows up is in Parshat Emor, where the Torah writes, B'yom HaShabbat, Ya'erchu l'fnei Hashem tamid me'et b'nei Yisrael brit olam. On each and every Shabbos day, which is why that phrase is repeated twice, it, referring to the lechem upon him, the showbread, shall be laid out before Hashem always, me'et b'nei Yisrael, as an eternal covenant. Even though, obviously, this was done in the Beit HaMikdash and all the Kohanim side, every single member of Klal Yisrael has an obligation to keep and safeguard the Shabbos. And the lechem upon him were part of that symbol. They have to keep Shabbos from not just every member of Klal Yisrael, from Aleph to Tav has to keep it, but they have to keep and safeguard the Shabbos from Aleph to Tav, which means eternally, the end of time, each and every Shabbos, and perhaps even every detail, depending how you want to apply the Aleph to Tav symbolism. But even in the absence of the Beit HaMikdash, one can still lay out your showbread. How do we do that? What is our symbolism to show that it's Shabbos? We put challahs on the table as part of a beautiful Shabbos. Now, I want to leave you with a question to think about this week. So, yeah, normally I just kind of wrap up a nice, conclusion. Also, before I forget, I just want to mention that this dvar, as some of mine are, was also helped to be put together by my good friend Isaac Kotlicki, Yitzchak Kotlicki. He'll also be helping me with my written dvar next week. If you are not getting my written dvar and would like that, please email me at yisacharchg@gmail.com. That's yissochorchg@gmail.com. All right. So the other thing I wanted to think about, actually, even one more thing before that, just real quickly before this final question. Me'et also has the same letters as another word that we are famous with, and that is the word emet or emes, right? Aleph mem tav. And there we also say it's from Aleph to Tav with mem in the middle. And that's a whole nother drash in of itself, but there's obviously truth to it. When you're able to go and span an entire spectrum, you go from Aleph to Tav, you can find truth along the way. You can find MS along the way. Or alternatively, you can say, when you go from one into another, please make sure, or Hashem wants you to make sure that you are keeping in mind truth or MS along the way. All right, so here's the question. One of the instances where Me'es is used seemingly doesn't make sense based on the explanation that I've given you today. Now, obviously, I'm sure there are many other explanations, many other, whatever. But based on what I explained to you today, here's the question. Two times in the Pesach story. So, okay, tiny bit of Pesach. Here we go. The Torah writes, Me'et Paro. Aleph says, Lo kein lechu na hagvarim be'evdu et Hashem ki ata atem mevakshim v'yigareish otam me'et b'nei Paro. Not so. Let the men go now and serve Hashem, for that is what you were asking. And he drove them out, Me'et Paro, usually translated as from before Paro. So if we're saying that Me'et is some level of inclusiveness, that we want people to participate, it's part of Klal Yisrael, we want to go from Aleph to Tav, what does that mean in this context? So you have almost a whole month to think about it. But when we come across these words, when we're reading the Pesach story, and we see that Moshe and Aaron are leaving before Paro's presence, and it says, Me'et Paro, what is this Aleph to Tav? What is this beginning to end? What is this inclusiveness? And maybe I'll have an answer for you in a few weeks. So stay tuned and keep thinking, and wishing you all an amazing Shabbat Shalom.